Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, do you remember Anthem? Because I certainly did not.
Barely, like a little bit. Like it's, I feel like old Ben Kenobi, you know, that's a name I've not heard in a long, long time.
That's Anthem just coming over the hill, just trying to make a noise so anyone looks its way. Just, woo, I've got stuff, I've got things. I mean, different noises, different crate dragons. But yeah, so Anthem Next was something that BioWare announced last February. I think it was on, February 10th last year, which obviously, you know, was after the whole Anthem debacle. Oh my God, what the hell is this game? Etc., etc. And they got out there and said, look, we're going to reboot it. We're going to do Anthem Next. They didn't say exactly what it was, but it was just like taking all your feedback on board and we're going to do something that's going to salvage this thing. And obviously loads of No Man's Sky comparisons were thrown around and Redemption Story and yada, whatever. Nothing happened for a whole year. Because turns out from the report from Bloomberg, Jason Schreier writing this up on Bloomberg, that team of people assigned to Anthem Next were 30 people, which, you know, 30 people can get a lot done. But not in the case of overhauling a AAA game development. So apparently it's led to EA this week deciding the fate of Anthem. Apparently they're going to have this big old conversation with this 30-person team planning for the future, what's going to happen with Anthem, and whether or not to actually sever the project altogether or invest more money and for essentially triple or quadruple the team size to actually get it going again. So it makes you wonder what the hell they've been doing across 2020. Obviously it was 2020, so there is that. But I still feel so sorry for those just imagine going through 2020 where you're working on Anthem. I just feel really sorry for them. Like, I would hope they can get something done, but the state of it.
Like, you've essentially been given this impossible task because, like, for all intents and purposes, from the reports I've read anyway, it seems like the original team who worked on Anthem essentially just kind of went, well, we've made it, now we're going to move on to making Dragon Age 4 and the next Mass Effect and everything else, and someone else can try and turn this into a salvageable thing. I remember doing the news on Anthem Next this time last year, you know, a year after its initial launch, and I remember thinking then, is it too late? And now we're here 2 years after launch, and I'm thinking, yes, it is too late. There's just, like, no way in my mind do I see EA going into this meeting, and it sucks for the people who've been working on it and going, yeah, we're going to triple this team, we're going to pump millions of dollars into salvaging the project. Like, I genuinely do hope that's the case. I hope Anthem gets a second chance, and I hope what the team has been working on for the past 2 years has been good enough to justify it. I just think, you know, in terms of audience interest and where EA is at the moment, like in the projects that they're preoccupied with, I just can't see Anthem being this, like, viable thing that they continue to pump lots of money in it. Maybe if they, like, do a proper Anthem 2, but a continuation of the first, I just feel like the time's gone. Like, maybe a year after launch, you could have done a No Man's Sky-style thing or a Destiny-style thing, but 2 years after launch, like, more so, because it's not coming anytime soon, you know, by the sounds of things, it needs to be, the team needs to be expanded, it needs to go into more production. Like, is the interest there? I just don't think it is.
I don't think so. I mean, it's interesting because when Destiny came out and it was a complete tire fire and they were swapping out voice actors and, you know, that wizard came from the moon and it was just a complete laughingstock. And then at some point there was all the behind the scenes stuff with that as well. And Kotaku broke that actually, you know, Bungie are just going to transfer across and just work on Destiny 2 and put all their money into that or all their effort into that. And we just, it's weird the way it's all rolled out because Destiny, the first Destiny, or both of them together, I guess, are so some of the most influential games of the 8th generation. Like, you had so many games try and do what they're doing, including Anthem and Avengers and whatever. And it's just weird because we only refer to Destiny as this platform through the lens of Destiny 2. We just sort of completely go, ah, it's just Destiny, that was a whole thing. But Destiny 2, though, that's really cool. And for the most part, even though Destiny 2 has its problems. But that whole idea of them reclaiming Anthem, for me, Destiny was reclaimable because the core gameplay loop was absolutely exquisite, like the actual gameplay. You know, Bungie make first-person shooters like no one else, and that was always the thing that people got hooked on, even in the original Destiny. Whereas with Anthem, as much as I think that Anthem's combat is enjoyable, I love just kicking off the ground, hanging in midair, doing a few aerial attacks, and then doing a ground pound and continuing on the ground and stuff. They never applied that to any fun gameplay, like level design or matchmaking or goals or anything. And it was just, you know, run to this area, stand here, wait for this bar to fill up, take out 12 guys, run to the next place. And so there's that side of it. And then obviously on the lore side, you know, you don't even have the lead creators anymore. Casey Hudson's gone. Yeah. Chris Littlechild, who was brought in, has also left the project. Like, I just, when Schreier said it was a team of 30 people, I literally imagine an office of people like with no real, and it's not to insult them, obviously, but it must be so hard to try and find a creative through line to be like, okay, we should do this. I don't know, we should do this. Like, how the hell do you pick up the shards of what were left by the original story team? Even that story team was fractured in the first place. So I don't know.
Like, yeah, I agree. Like, the core basic mechanics of Anthem are satisfying. And the idea of this Anthem of creation being this ever-changing thing where you can have this live service that constantly, you know, changes the game world, like, that's cool. It was just never committed to. And I think the difference between this and, like, the original Destiny, for instance, like you said, a tire fight when it came out, a bunch of lukewarm at best reviews, people didn't like it. But then at least that game, before Destiny 2 came out, committed to trying to improve things. Like, I remember the tide turning quite a lot when, like, the first big expansions dropped and everyone was kind of like, actually, there's something to this. They're working, they've put their head down, they're trying to turn this around. The same with No Man's Sky, where, you know, Sean Murray and his team just put their head down, started adding things to the game. With Anthem, it feels like while people have obviously been working on it, EA at least hasn't been wanting to commit to pushing that content out or making these big changes. So it's kind of been in limbo where they're working on fixes to the game, but the game itself isn't receiving these substantial updates like Destiny did to kind of slowly turn the tide. Mm-hmm. And it feels like they're holding out hope for like a big overnight kind of like content drop that suddenly saves it, you know, like that turns things around with a potential sequel or an Anthem next or whatever it turns out to be.
Well, that was the thing. I mean, you know, with Destiny, at least they had like the Grimoire cards and the lore, and the Grimoire stuff was always so, like, I mean, it was flowery, but it was well written. They were fleshing out a whole world. It was just dumb that they put it in the loading screens, but I liked what they were going for. And obviously it was enough there for an entire fandom to sort of like latch onto and be like, let's delve into what's happened with the Traveler and whatever. And I liked all that stuff. Anthem doesn't really have anything. It ends on the twist that like the alien precursor race, that they found a body and it's like, oh, what were they really doing? And what was the war before the, all the javelin, all the stuff, like, who even cares about the Anthem nomenclature at this point? It's like, oh, there's mechs that are called javelins. There's this ancient race. I forget what they're called, but just this, that's BioWare 101 at this point. It's like, there's always an ancient forerunner race that were doing something and now we're here and all the secrets of the past and, you know, and like that can be done well, but I feel like they played that card in Andromeda. They played it again in Anthem. Mm-hmm. And like I said, Anthem's story ends on them recovering a body of one of these ancient aliens. And then it just cuts to black and it's like, oh, we'll tell you next time. And then the people who had those answers have just left anyway. So it's like, I don't know. I guess for you, for either of us, what would get you reinstalling Anthem? Because I don't even know what that is. I don't know the answer to that question even is for me.
Nah, it's such an uphill battle. For me, it would be eliminating the grind, adding way more customization options, and just capitalizing on the few cool story ideas that are there. I do want to explore this massive world. I do want to be able to team up with friends and engage in a proper story where the missions themselves are interesting and not just copied and pasted busy work, essentially, or a handful of select structures that continually repeat. Like, I want Anthem Next or Anthem 2 or whatever to just be more like a BioWare game, which sounds it is BioWare, but get more of that storytelling in, get more of that character in alongside the cool live service elements. Don't just do what so many of these games do, man, and like push a game out like they did and expect that people will be around to care. Don't give me with Anthem Next just a starting point. It needs to be fully formed. Like, that's the big thing in my eyes. Like, it needs to be a fully formed thing with the promise of more to come. It can't just be, okay, we mess up the foundation, and now he's another foundation that we'll get, continue to work on, you know?
The thing that's fascinating is that it's testament to how satisfying that combat can be, and the idea of, like, ground attacks and aerial combat, that mix, and the flight mechanics, which obviously they killed, kind of severed them by making the cooldown thing. You only fly for, like, 15 seconds, then you got to land again. They changed it a little bit, but whatever. It's a testament to how satisfying those things can be that there's still any Anthem fan base. Like, there is still an active Reddit. There is still people going, like, oh, well, you know, I'm looking forward to this, or I was going to dive into when they did, is it the Trials of Osiris? I forget what they call the add-on pack thing that they put out. Like, there are people, funnily enough, who care about Anthem. So enough of those story hooks are in there. And the story, this campaign was always, like, satisfying enough. It just didn't, it was just so milquetoast. It was just so bland and, like BioWare 101. I just kind of wonder about what they do. But the thing for me is, like, we talk about, like, is there any way that EA says yes to their, you know, them saying, like, hey, we can make this work. If some old bean-counting, money-crunching chap at the top, the standard archetypal suit, looks at that game and doesn't care about quality and doesn't care about anything other than just sort of looking at a gameplay loop and going, well, there's fans and there's a gameplay loop and we don't have a monetizable element at the end of it. If we just connect those dots, we'll make some money. That, for me, is so EA. And so I kind of think that there is a shred of, I guess, hope, if you want to believe in Anthem, that they greenlight it and they say, we'll give you all this tech and we're just going to prioritize the gameplay loop. We're just going to drill down on the arcadey, the funness of the mechanics and very little else, because that's kind of what Warframe is. It's not that Warframe doesn't have lore, but, you know, you match up, you do the missions, you jump back out, you get the loot, you upgrade. Like, there is a treadmill that can be monetized there, like, if it's done well.
There is, man. And look, for as much as I'm probably never going to be, you know, pulled back to Anthem, I do feel like they need to have something to show for the work, EA, more so than, like, the developers, because, you know, when they came out, they promised the platform for content. People paid £60 plus to get this game with the promise that there was a roadmap coming, with there were these big expansions. It was going to be a big thing, and they invested with that knowledge, and then haven't got that. And to not get that at all, it's kind of insulting to the people who are hanging on and who do have hope and do genuinely like the world, because they've invested in that idea, and then 2 years later it could be a reality where you just goes, actually we're going to just cut ties with this, and now
I forgot about all that stuff. Because they did that with Mass Effect Andromeda as well. It was like, oh, you can fork out for, like, the Legendary Edition or whatever the original, whatever the deluxe version of Mass Effect Andromeda was. Oh, there's DLC coming. We're going to flesh out all the stuff with the Quarians. And then just didn't. It was just the project got severed and that was it. You were just left with your deluxe version with nothing coming down the pipe. So, yeah, I mean, this is the second time that this has happened in quick succession with the BioWare EA dynamic. It's just these latter days of BioWare, like, maybe they come back and whatever, it's getting a bit painful. And, like, bless, like, Mark Walters and some of the original team members that are still there, because most of the figureheads have left, like, the original founders have left. You know, we said, like, Casey Hudson and Chris Littlechild and Mike Laidlaw and all these dudes who built BioWare, the version of BioWare that we love, they've all gone. Mark Walters is still there, he's flying the flag by himself. But it's, it's a hell of a thing. But let us know what you think down in the comments below of the state of BioWare. And do you even want an Anthem next? Whatever the hell it could turn into. For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA.
TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.